You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. April 22nd, the U.S. Supreme Court declined a 2020 Texas case testing whether the state's no-excuse mail-in voting law for seniors discriminated against younger voters. Texas offers mail-in absentee voting to all seniors 65 and older, as do eight other states. For anyone else in Texas, you must be sick or disabled, expecting to give birth within 3 weeks before or after Election Day, absent from the county during voting or Election Day, or legally confined but otherwise eligible. A group of Texas voters under 65 brought suit, arguing that allowing seniors to vote by mail without an excuse, but not offering it to other able-bodied adults, amounted to age discrimination under the 26th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. It reads, "The right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of age." Democracy Docket reports that a federal district judge temporarily agreed with the plaintiffs but later dismissed the case. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the lower court, and the voters appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Monday, the court declined to hear the case, leaving Texas voters to continue to fight for equal access to mail-in ballots. We have more on Texas mail-in ballot rules at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.